This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to meet with the Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi later this month in Washington. And that's according to the White House on Friday. The meeting is set for July 26th, and it comes at a pivotal point in which the U.S.-Iraqi relationship is struggling, and amid the growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Biden also looking forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security issues to include joint efforts to ensure the enduring defeat of the Islamic State militant group. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn is reporting that a federal judge in Texas has now ruled in favor of states that sued to end the DACA program for young immigrants.
Texas and 8 other conservative majority states had sued to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that was enacted during the Obama administration to shield young migrants from deportation. The states say the program was unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen has said it's up to Congress to pass legislation if the U.S. wants to protect DACA recipients.
And federal health officials have ordered the exemption of unaccompanied migrant children from a ban on migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. border. This is